environment. There's a 40 feet tall matured palm trees that we saw. I was fascinated by the lush tropical garden full of flowers, and it reminded me of my house. I like plants also, so that's just part of my house. That's not all of my tropical plants. But again, inside my house, it's warm. It's next to the window, and the plants grow. The roots suck the nutrients. So the entire complex was temperature controlled. So the climate is different. And it's like I was in a different reality. I was in a different dimension when I was there. I mean, just picture yourself being there in a hotel room and you have orchids growing and you don't have to wear coats because it's temperature controlled. It was a tropical environment in the middle of winter. But none of the plants would survive during the winter month in Nashville, Tennessee, if the surrounding is not right for the environment. It was because of the climate of the complex that caused the trees and plants to grow healthy and to survive year-long, not just in the spring or summer, but year-long. The design of the complex, the glass roof, the soil composition is conduit. It was designed for this environment. So similar to the culture of heaven, the culture, we can create a culture of heaven. And that's what we're going to talk about, is what is it, what do we need to do in order for us to create a culture of heaven? You know, just like here, why do we put the cross here? And why do we put this? And why do we put that? Why, you know, why? That's because we're creating a homey, a place of welcoming, a place of worship to the Lord. It creates a reality that's considered impossible in our society. That's a big thing for us. How can you create a culture of heaven, an atmosphere of heaven? For many people, it may be impossible. Just like the same thing as in Opryland, USA. It's impossible to grow coconut trees in the middle of winter, but they created that. It's possible. And we have a God of impossible. Once creating the wisdom, it might sound weird. Paradox happened many times. Because it's not the culture, not the world system, it's the dominion of God invading the earth. That's the difference. When the atmosphere is charged with God's presence, and we were talking about, we want your presence. Now what we need is the God's presence. Once it's charged with the God's presence, because we co-labor with Christ to create an environment where the Holy Spirit can speak into people's lives, where miracles happen because the surrounding is charged with the heaven, with the kingdom. Transformation follows if the community will see that we are intentionally creating a culture of heaven. Lives will be changed. Cities will be changed. If the kingdom influences our neighborhoods rather than the world influencing the church. I mean, us. So if we could create an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit could freely work in people's heart, we could change the direction of our neighborhoods. We can be a world changer, actually. People will say, well, you know, that's a big word. No, it's not. God had put you in this world to change the world. So let's take a look at atmosphere. We're talking about the atmosphere of heaven. Logically, for those of you who likes logical thinking, this is what the dictionary.com says. A surrounding or pervading mood, environment, or influence. Just like They put an example. This is an exact example. An atmosphere of impending war. A very tense atmosphere. The other one is the dominant mood or emotional tone of a work of art, as of a play or novel. The chilly atmosphere of a ghostly story. That's an example. Another one is a distinctive quality as of a place, character. The old part of town has lots of atmosphere. That's an example. So we see from the above that there are three things that really stuck for me is that influence. Atmosphere has to do with influence. Emotional tone and character. So these are the things that affect how we live, isn't it? Character, you know, influence, emotional tone. Are we intentional in bringing the culture of heaven wherever we are? In Matthew 6:33, so we're thinking about atmosphere. So what is the atmosphere of heaven? Might be so ambitious to say, how would you know? Well, let's take a look at the Bible. So the atmosphere of heaven, it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So it's about the kingdom. Are we living in kingdom principles and values? As we learn more, this is great. You know, it's actually in Colossians 1:9-10. It's not there. But if you look at it, basically what he's saying is that, this is Apostle Paul, as we learn more and more how God works, we will learn how to do our work in creating the atmosphere of heaven. So the first thing is that we get to know God. How does he work? So that we will know that, yes, this is the right way. Actually, if you read Matthew 6, the entire chapter of Matthew 6, it will tell you even the treasures in heaven. How many of you would like treasures in heaven? Not just treasures of the world where moth will destroy and will be stolen. Not in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 6, it tells you, heal the sick. It tells you how to pray. Actually, there it says in Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we can actually create. What he's saying is that you are commanded to expect heaven on earth. Where does it start? From you. That's why you're called Christian. Little Christ. That's what Christian means, little Christ. It's like having a visitor in this church. We talk about why we do this. You want to create an atmosphere that's welcoming. You want to create an atmosphere to welcome the Holy Spirit. You want to create an atmosphere that cultivates the culture of heaven. So if we want to change our community, we should follow the teachings of Jesus. And it's about relationship backed up with practical kingdom principles and values. Not just really good message, not just really good talk, not just going to conference, not just going to seminar. It's actually you doing the stuff. Word alone is not going to make a difference in people's lives. It could change the perspective. But what actually communicate to people is your action. So, we are, I like this, we are emissaries for God. Right? As emissaries, what do? We are called to influence our world with the practical application of God's teaching. It has to be relevant. Right? You don't need to be weird to do the miraculous. By the way, if you look at the word weird, it's really different. It's not the weird that we think it is. So I can't give you that, but you know, just look at the word weird later. So we have to live in a different dimension. Don't wait for somebody else. Don't wait for Pastor Rob. Don't wait for the leaders of the church. Lord says, go, do it. So let's pause here and take a look at our lives. Here's a question. Are our lives reflect kingdom principles? So, you know, so maybe we can do longer sermon today, right? Super Bowl is not till 6:30, right? Talking about Super Bowl, I had a great Super Bowl experience when Super Bowl was here. And, you know, if you haven't got my book yet, I'm just going to read this. Part of my book is, you know, when we were in Super Bowl, I wrote it here. So we were out there just like crazy. Hey, you know, what else can we do for the kingdom? Where can we go? That's crazy. So let's go there. So during one of the Super Bowl outreaches, we had in 2012, Donna prayed for a person who had been limping on her leg. She and another friend of mine, Bill, stooped down in the middle of thousands of people, reached to the person's foot and commanded the foot, in Jesus' name, be healed. So you can see, she's from Green Bay. The person that they were praying was not a believer. She felt that her foot was healed, and she later received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Amen. All right, so I was just looking around, Holy Spirit, because you cannot just, you know, drum this up and, yeah, I have the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do this now. You've got to ask the Holy Spirit, what are you doing? So that same night, I happened to have a conversation with a few men who had some alcoholic drinks. Then I joined the conversation, asked a few questions, and we ended up praying for them. I thought we were done. But then Donna felt like asking one of the men if he liked cars. You're talking about prophetic. Right in front of my eyes, I saw this man's physical appearance immediately change from being tipsy to sober. I kid you not, I saw it's just like, bam! He got hit by the Holy Spirit. He said that he was just sharing with his friends moments before that he would like to work on cars. He had been contemplating opening a business buying and selling cars. Because of the special knowledge of the Lord that the Lord had given Donna about this man, he knew he was encountering the real deal. And he received Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of his life that night. Simple. Watch this video. So while we're waiting for that, there were several other things that happened at the Super Bowl, but this one just shows you, again, it's not about talk.
The everything. Lord.
He stops here to talk to these two.
I interviewed a lot of people.
The everything. Lord Jesus, we are a family. I don't care who we are. I don't care the Philippines, the Caribbean, anywhere. Lord Jesus, you are the man.
And please just protect us and keep us safe on a nice weekend like this. We're just too cool to be in our city. We're so fortunate, but we're even more fortunate to come across people and souls like yourselves.
Thank you so much
for everything you've given us. And thank you for the opportunity to be blessed by you.
Thank you.
And Father, pour your spirit out on these two young men, God, and draw them into your presence and show them their exact destiny and their plan, your plan for their lives. Coincidence that we stopped here to talk to these two.
How do you change the atmosphere? It starts with you. It doesn't need to be, you know, uncommon for this world, but we're changing the atmosphere of this world to be the atmosphere of heaven. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You want to know what the atmosphere of heaven? Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We know that we are on the right track if we conform with God, not with the world. Now, here's an example of conforming with the world. You guys watch TV, some of you. I watch some, mostly football, and after that, it's just like the, what was the Ninja, American Ninja. I watch that. But, you know, I just like that. I like challenges. But anyway, so as we were watching football, it says, coming up in January, on January 26th, Lucifer. Right in our homes. Then after that, I saw angel from hell. Right in our home. Do we conform in the world? And we say, no, it's just TV show. So that manifests in their mind, the minds of our children, into the school. And then we were wondering, why is there shooting in the school? What's happening in our culture? We got to ask ourselves, are we conforming with the world system? Oh, no, it's just a joke. You know, it's just fun. That's what Lucifer wants you to think. Satan took become a habitant of Los Angeles. That's the main thing for that show. Angel from hell, this woman became like the guardian angel of an individual. We have to be intentional. We have to understand what's happening in our lives. So we cannot conform and we cannot compromise Christian lives. We cannot. So how do we do this? The future starts with you. It starts with us. We can create a climate of heaven starting today. How do we do that? You know, it's an elementary teaching. How do we do that? It's so simple, we miss it. Our sister here said earlier, Mark 12:29-31. The most important one answered Jesus this, "Hear, O Israel, love the Lord your God, The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. Simple. Love God, love others. God loves us first. That's why he has given us the ability, the capacity to love him back. And we say, you got to love God, you got to love God, you got to love God. But if you don't receive God's love, how can you love God the way you need to love God or others? Let me show you this. The next verse here is John 15:9. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Now remain in my love. John 15:9. So, how do we translate that? As Jesus has loved you, so you love God and others. It starts with God. He lived out the kingdom out from himself into the community. So we have to live out our faith if we are to change our culture. We have to believe that the world's norm is not heaven's norm. That's what Susan was talking about. The world system. It's not the system of the kingdom. So this means that we have to follow and obey what Jesus commanded us to do. What? Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely, freely give. So similar to Opryland Atrium, where the tropical plants grow, in the middle of freezing temperature, we are called to create an atmosphere of heaven here on earth. Again, they may seem impossible, but Jesus expects us to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. He has given us power through the Holy Spirit to change the world. You can be a world changer. As followers of Christ, we are called and we are commissioned and we are equipped. Now, don't wait. When you're called, you are equipped. God equipped those who are called. So don't wait. So as Vicky played the background music, I would like to, the worship. I would like to, for us to start thinking about what is our role in changing the culture, starting in our family, in our neighbor. You may be thinking, changing the world. No. Start where you are. Where is it? Your school, your family, this church, in the community, in your neighborhood. Now, listen to this. And Rob mentioned this at the Alpha. When did Jesus start doing the miracles? When? After he was filled by the Holy Spirit. Then he went out there. First one was changing water into wine. He walked on water. He did many miraculous things that is out of this world. How would you like to? You are equipped. You are called. You are commissioned. You are commissioned not just to be like a simple Christian woman or man. You are called to be champion for Christ. You are an emissary for Christ. You are a representative of the Most High God. You have the Holy Spirit within you. What is impossible? Something happened in the spiritual realm when Jesus, after 50 days, he was crucified. After 50 days, something happened with the disciples. They were filled by the Holy Spirit, and then that something happened to them. Then they start speaking in tongues. Then they start doing the miracles. So this morning, let's invite the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? Are you ready to worship God in the street corner? Not just inside the church. Are you ready to pray for people, not just in front of the altar, in the middle of Super Bowl, in the middle of bar? It doesn't matter. God had called you. You live for Christ. He paid the price. He was crucified. His blood shed on the cross because of us. We do not own our own selves. We live for Christ. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to come. Not that He's already here. He's here already. But we want more of Him. We want to be filled by Him. Then if the prayer team can come, and we will just usher more of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Don't be bashful. It's just Rob here and me, the other people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the examples of the early Christians and disciples. Lord, these impossible things that we have in mind is really possible through you. I ask now, Holy Spirit, that you fill us. You fill us with the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. The power that lives within Him is living within us. Now, everyone, I just want to urge you to just think about it, that God is filling you right now with His Holy Spirit. That same power resides in you. But it's up to you to receive it. And once you receive it, you will receive more if you give it away. So Lord Jesus, I ask now that you send your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, for your words, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening up our hearts, our minds, Lord, that the culture of heaven, the climate of heaven is possible and start within us. Use us, Lord. Use our hands. Extend our mind. Expand our thinking. Our reality become the extension of the kingdom. So when you're ready, please come. I'd like to pray for you.